sun and stories come into the world together. On the darkest nights of the year, the people tell this story. A long time ago, there was a time when the people living here along the river had no sunlight. There was no sun at all. The people lived in this cold, dark village, so cold it was hard to keep warm, so dark it was hard to find food. They couldn't see anything. They couldn't see the mountains and lakes, the rivers and forests. And though they walked a long ways down river, they couldn't see the ocean. And because they couldn't see these places, the people had no stories about them. But the people were smart. The people have always been smart. They knew these places were out there. They smelled the salt from the ocean. They listened to the wind and the trees and the forests. They heard the rushing of creeks down the mountains. But the people had no stories. And the people had no sunlight. One day, the people gathered in their cold, dark place, and somebody said, "We should have sunlight." Somebody else said, "Good idea." Some grumpy fellow said, "It's all very good to talk, but who is going to be the sun?" Nobody volunteered right away. It's not an easy job to be the sun. No one, that is, except Raven. Mr. Raven, that great black bird. Raven, who thinks so much of himself. When Raven heard the people ask for the sun, he pointed at his own silly face and he answered, "Raven'll be the sun, of course. Oh, Raven!" He imagined himself looking beyond grand, rising and setting, rising and setting, his black wings covering the people. He would own the light. No one would see anything on the earth or in the sky without the presence of Sun Master Raven. He rose out of the deep night. He shook his shabby wings, flapping them again and again.